obstinacy, and Clara was too soft to assert her authority. Hitler looked back on his years of education with an elemental loathing. Alois had left his family comparatively well off, and Hitler, free of his father's bullying and expectations, devoted his efforts to leading a life of idleness. Living in a flat in the centre of Linz, Hitler indulged in his painting by day and his love of theatre and opera by night. Closeted from the real world by his mother, finding work was never high on Hitler's agenda. In Linz, Hitler made friends with a young man called August Gubizek, or Gustl. They became friends through their shared love of the operas of Richard Wagner, and while Hitler dreamt of becoming a great artist, Gubizek dreamt of becoming a conductor. In the evenings, they would dress up and enjoy the opera or the theatre, but during the day, while Gubizek worked at his father's upholstery workshop, Hitler lounged around daydreaming. Gubizek was the compliant one of the two, while Hitler voiced his opinion on everything, whether good or bad, and sometimes with unnerving passion. Gubizek quietly listened. Gubizek noted how Hitler fell in love with a girl called Stephanie, but despite his overbearing arrogance in all other matters, he was too painfully self-conscious to try to strike up a conversation with the subject.